Time to hold government, individual agencies accountable for those killed and injured during shootings in gun-free zones. Did you know that since 1950, that 94% of mass public shootings in the United States have taken place in gun-free zones? That according to the Crime Prevention Research Center. If a man driving a vehicle hits a man and injures or kills him, is the company that built the vehicle to be held responsible for the driver? Absolutely not. If a man owns a hunting knife to cut up his game and ends up killing with it, are the manufacturers somehow responsible for the crimes committed? Are they to be held liable? Absolutely not. No more than should gun manufacturers be held responsible for the crimes of them that choose to pull the trigger. This is what the arbitrary courts want you to believe to be the case today. Webster's 1828 dictionary defines arbitrary, adjective, Latin, arbitrarius, depending on will or discretion, not governed by any fixed rules, as an arbitrary decision, an arbitrary punishment. Take note, arbitrary power is most easily established on the ruins of liberty abused to licentiousness. Friends, this is like blaming the manufacturers of forks and spoons for people being obese. How ridiculous. Furthermore, I ask, how can the act be apart from the actor? It cannot. And let me ask you one more question, a common sense question, and by the way, a very sincere question. Did the Lord blame the weapon when Cain killed Abel? No, he did not. He blamed Cain for killing Abel, and the curse was the consequence, and rightly so. Friends, remember, arbitrary government is not American government. We are ruled by law, not the opinion of some unelected activist that sits on the bench acting on the behalf of the highest bidder. President Thomas Jefferson, the third president, said, "To consider the judges as the ultimate arbiters to decide differences of right and wrong of all constitutional questions, a very dangerous doctrine indeed, and one which would place us under the despotism of an oligarchy." Friends, no law can give me the right to do what is wrong. Don't ever forget that. Yet, what the courts are attempting to do in this country, remember, contradicts what our forefathers have established concerning the Second Amendment of the Bill of Rights. I want you to think of this for a moment with me, please. The president is protected with guns. The Congress is protected with guns. Governors are protected with guns. Courts are protected with guns. Banks are protected with guns. Factories are protected with guns. Jewelry stores are protected with guns. Sports events are protected with guns. Celebrities are protected with guns. Yet we allow these that have been given delegated authority from we the people, you know, them that derive their just powers from the consent of we the people, that they are to serve to defend America's children with a sign that reads, "This is a gun-free zone." The irony is that the victims are then to call someone with a gun if there's an emergency. These in government that work for we the people would have you believe that, somehow or another, they have delegated authority to strip their employers from their God-given right to keep and bear arms. Americans, think. Well, the good news is that someone is thinking. A Michigan state lawmaker's newly introduced legislation to hold government agencies and private businesses liable for civil damages if anyone is injured during a shooting in a gun-free zone on their premises is a promising proposal indeed, according to noted gun scholar John R. Lott Jr. The plan comes after a summer of mass public shootings that received saturation media coverage, such as in Virginia Beach, where a gunman left 12 dead and 5 injured, and at a Walmart store in El Paso, Texas, where a gunman killed 22 and injured 24. Oh, P.S., don't forget about the eyewitnesses that contradicted the mainstream media's narrative. Since then, Walmart and a host of large retail chains have banned the open carrying of firearms in their stores. Because almost all mass public shootings take place in gun-free zones, those areas would more accurately be called killing zones, said State Rep. Gary Eisen, a representative who represents St. Clair Township, about an hour's drive northeast of Detroit. Eisen, who is also a firearms instructor, introduced House Bills 4975 and 4976 on September 17th of this last year. Both measures have been referred to the chamber's judiciary.
Andrew Young, former mayor of Atlanta, said, "You don't want to think of yourself as a martyr, but if you worship in a religion, Christianity, where the symbol of that religion is a cross, you are reminded every day of your lives that the cross is not something that you just hang on the wall. It's something that comes out as a result of confrontation with evil, and that when you face that confrontation with evil, you're likely to face the possibility with a physical death. But if you don't face that confrontation with evil, you inevitably face a spiritual death.
With evil, you're like..."
Our Constitution was made only for a moral and a religious people, Christian. It is wholly inadequate to the government of any other. Human passions unbridled by morality and religion, Christianity, would break the strongest cords of our Constitution as a whale goes through a net. The second president of the United States of America, Mr. John Adams.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Christian ethic has provided the principles on which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently,
"We
shouldn't rock the boat." Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Were you guys all paying attention to that? Video, audio, affiliates, social media platform viewers. How is it that you, the American people, have allowed their said representatives to convince them that there are gun-free zones in this country, where, by the way, 94% of all mass casualties take place? Just think about that. Your said representatives, who have no business whatsoever, the Bill of Rights are the thou shall nots to those that serve we the people, but they do it anyways, and the people let them. It's gone so far that their said representatives have convinced the people to remove the arms is a safer environment, yet statistically, 94% of mass casualties take place in those areas that have been designated as gun-free zones. I'm not making this up. I just, when I'm listening to this and I'm watching this, I'm just saying to myself, really, Americans? Really? But yet they have armed security detail all around them, protecting themselves from the American people? Oh my goodness. Our forefathers are rolling. They're spinning in their graves, Americans, for what the American people have allowed their said representatives to do to themselves. It's embarrassing. It truly is. Folks, today we're going to have Sheriff Richard Mack with us. We've had him on several times before. But we're going to have him on today again. He's ringing the bell again, friends, blowing the trumpet again. Ezekiel 33, verse 3, that the sheriffs are under attack. Of course they are. Of course they are. Folks, I want you to think about this. The police are under attack. Who puts them in a negative light, friends? And don't sit there and tell me about how all of them are bad, nonsense, baloney. No, the fact of the matter is, folks, it's 10% in any agency. You're always going to get your bad apples. But again, people love to hear the squeaky wheel. They love to pay attention to the squeaky wheel. And then they believe the media that they say they don't believe in. That's insane. It's insanity. It truly is. But again, Sheriff Mack's going to tell us that the sheriffs are under attack again. Folks, what is the definition of you're under attack? What is it that needs to be shined upon for the people to understand who's doing the attacking? We'll get to that in just a couple minutes here, friends. I want to cover something before we get going here, but I want to give you a finger pointed over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Sonsoflibertymedia.com. And social media platforms, right side of the page, Tim Brown's Morning Show. Left side of the page, my show. 10 to 15 articles posted every day on sonsoflibertymedia.com. If you want to know who we are and what it is that we've done, go over to sonsoflibertyradio.com. Brand new facelift over the last couple months. Looks fantastic over there. sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you want to check us out on Before It's News, please do. Before It's News, top left side of that page as well. And if you want to call in, love hearing from you. 281-845-4704. 281-845-4704. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that. Now, before we get over to Sheriff Richard Mack, I want to highlight something here. I'd love to get Chris Cuomo on the show here. I've seen that there's an honesty about this guy. Not saying that overall he is, but I did see some honesty with him where I appreciate the fact that when he's wrong about something, he'll actually admit it. And therefore, I'd love to get him on the show concerning his perspective with the mainstream media in New York City and globally, because his brother was obviously the governor. But with that said, he's doing a report here on the whistleblower who speaks out on fraud in the state of Minnesota. We now know, and we were a couple of weeks ahead on this one as well, but the massive fraud that's taking place, folks, I don't want you to think for one moment federal and state governments weren't colluding to bring about the fraud that took place. I can tell you that is a fact. What you're going to hear is this whistleblower telling you exactly how they were putting foxes in the chicken coop to guard the chicken coop from anybody that would dare speak out against the fraud that was being committed against them in the state of Minnesota. This is what the American people, the responsible party, have allowed their government to become. Here is a courageous woman telling the people exactly what the process was and who attacked her once she began to do her job in telling the truth.
Do you know why I left you out of that conversation? Because you're not here to talk politics. Tell you're me. Here to talk about what you observed. And I want Abu to benefit from your perspective. Now, what did you see and understand that made it clear to you that the state government was very susceptible to exactly the kind of fraud that wound up occurring after your concerns?
What I saw in 2019 was the recipe for fraud. I saw just extreme sloppiness, messiness in our contracting processes. And most importantly, when I naively started speaking about it, the reaction from leadership within the Department of Human Services was very quick and very swift. I was perp walked out of a very embarrassingly long hallway. And my badge taken away and told I was under investigation and actually banned
for doing her
returning
job,
to the building. And it that's the kind of thing that sends such a chill to everyone who saw me walk down that very long hallway being escorted out. Anyone who sees that would never want to speak up again. And additionally, not only is the retaliation so swift, but the rewards for people who do the retaliation is also swift.
So what
I
she's
was told
telling
by
you, folks,
my direct supervisor,
this is an individual that was doing her job and she was exposing the fraud in 2019. And she's talking about how the injustice was swift, how she was removed from her position, her badge was taken away. And then she also learned that the people that were going along with the fraud were incentivized and they were rewarded for their crime. Of course, you know that's what's going on in the halls of government, friends, because what we're seeing in the state of Minnesota and across the country right now is, again, the said representatives, the conservatives of the day, doing nothing but highlighting the fraud and the crimes, but not magnifying the law against those that chose to commit the crime, namely the said scoundrels in office that are committing the crimes against us. I think the American people need to understand that they have to ask the simple question and lay it back to those that are guilty of the fraud and responsible for this fraud. Where is our money? We want our money back. Do you understand? where's our money? We want it back. And hold them accountable for their fraud. Folks, we're going to come right back with Sheriff Richard Mack in just a moment. Sheriff Richard Mack in just a moment here. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you're already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Hi, this is Perry Atkinson, President and General Manager of the Dove Radio and TV. What an honor for me to talk about Bradley Dean. Bradley has been a friend of the Dove's ministry and a regular guest on our talk show for many years. His Sons of Liberty broadcast on radio is one of the top platforms in the country for spreading the truth of Christ and bringing resolve to the issues that so many of us face on a daily basis. Bradley and his team has done an excellent job honoring the price that has been paid for our freedoms, both naturally and spiritually. And it's our honor and our pleasure to partner with Sons of Liberty Radio.
BBSRadio.com.
Hey everybody, Alex Newman here, award-winning international journalist with Liberty Sentinel Media. We broke some of the critical stories exposing the COVID hoax, the lies about the injections, and so much more way before it was cool. We exposed the UN, the climate hoax, the U.S. government, and so much more, all from a biblical perspective, with a goal of bringing you all the information you need to keep your family and yourself happy, healthy, and free. Check us out at libertysentinel.org and subscribe for free at libertysentinel.org/subscribe.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
Let us not be found amongst the common herd, friends, as you are to be the compeers of angels. Nay, as you are far higher than they, and one with Christ, and as the precious blood has been your ransom price, walk as becometh saints. Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. We're going to pull up Sheriff Mack here in just a moment. Again, if you want to call in or leave a question or comment, you can 281-845-4704. Or you can drop something on live chat, one of the networks. I don't see them all. Just so you know, I don't see them all. I do want to say this before we pull up Mac here. I actually like calling him Mac better than Richard Mack. It's just, it's kind of a drop in the hammer, right? It's kind of dropping the hammer, one of those names. But I wanted to tell you, you know, I've been talking a lot about this censorship, this illegal censorship going on in the country, and how they're selectively choosing, and then only to find out that they're actually paying the media influencers that you know of today. Matter of fact, if you can show me one that's not popular, that's not paid media influencer, I'd love to see that. Because I can't find that. Folks, we went from 68% out of 65 show hosts. Alex Jones was number four. I was number one. And I had 68% of all of the listenership completely gone. Completely gone. So I told you, as it tells us in Exodus 1:10, the more that they afflict us, the more we multiply. So I just, what I'm showing you here right now, for those that don't understand, that you got to be a little bit more than just talkers and paper tigers and hiding behind a microphone. You got to get out there and get to the people. I'm showing you papers, friends, around the counties that we're putting ads in, exposing the illegalities of the censorship taking place in our country, because if there's
one way that you're losing this war, friends, it's just that. Benjamin Franklin said it is our bulwark against tyranny. George Washington said if we ever allow them to go ahead and take our freedom of speech away, guess what? All these papers that I'm showing you right now, I did the same ad in, okay? The same ad. But he said that if you allow them to take away freedom of speech, he said, dumb, you will be led like sheep to the slaughter. Are you going to go down that simple, people? I just want to know. Because I'll tell you, the guest that we have right now, Sheriff Richard Mack, is one of those guys that's not going to just roll over in the face of the sacrifice bestowed upon us. He's going to stand up out of gratitude and fight for the freedoms that have been given unto us. And might I remind everybody, somebody had to sacrifice themselves to give us the freedoms that we have today, just like our forefathers did. Now it's our opportunity to do the same thing. So with that said, we're going to go ahead and welcome our friend Richard Mack. Richard, I totally appreciate you. I know that you're one of those guys that are out there. You're tried and true. In the battle in front of us right now. And I know that the younger generation's coming up behind us right now, and we have to equip them, but also cause them to understand that they have to do more than just talk about the problem and highlight corruption. They need to magnify the law, which they are, against the corruption, and bring forth judgment to establish righteousness and peace within the gate. What say you? What say you? I'm not hearing you right now. Can you unmute it, please? That's okay.
You, that's right.
There you go.
Okay. Yes, I absolutely agree with you. And I have to tell you, I love being called Mac.
Oh, cool.
So,
well, it's very fitting, isn't it? You know, when we...
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, before we set up the show today, we did a test run. And I just want to kind of be candid about this with the people that are watching and listening right now concerning our affiliates. But one of the things that I wanted to talk about was what you went through back in 1994 when the Clintons wanted to go ahead and test their steel and start to attack the American people concerning, I believe, the Second Amendment. Correct me if I'm wrong. And you stood up against it. And I just want you to kind of, if you would, convey to the people what that process looked like, because at the end of the day, I know that you won that case, but what did it look like in process from start to finish, Mac?
Well, it looked like a bloody mess. It was blood, sweat, and tears. Now, look, I know you have a good wife, and I have one too. But she was really put to the test when I came home from a meeting in Phoenix, when the BATF showed up at the sheriff's meeting. Three agents of the BATF, January 21st, 1994. I was the sheriff of Graham County, Arizona. All sheriffs were there. Well, two sheriffs never came. The liberal one in Santa Cruz and the county, and the liberal one in Pima County, which was Tucson. They never came to our meetings. I don't know why. All the other Democrats always came. But three agents of BATF came there and showed us a 25-page document what our marching orders were from Congress and the president in order for us to enforce the Brady Bill for them for free. Yes, it was a gun control scheme. It was a gun control law. And worse yet, though, they were violating the 10th Amendment and just about the entire Constitution, telling sheriffs, ordering the sheriffs of this country that we had to do this. And if we failed to comply, we were subject to a year in prison or a $10,000 fine or both. Now, I come home from the meeting and I'm telling my wife, all the sheriffs were against it, but nobody else wanted to do anything. And I want to sue the federal government. And then now I'm asking you, will you support me in this? Now, imagine you telling that to your wife one day.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to sue the Clintons. And we're going to try to be the ones to live to tell about it. You know, and she was scared and she was nervous. And then she plopped down on the bed. And she said, maybe now we know why the miracle, you winning sheriff, and why you're supposed to be sheriff. She says, I feel this is it.
Yep.
We're supposed to do this.
Yep. And that's exact. I can feel this. I mean, there's a witness on that. Yeah. If you know anything about the anointing, Isaiah 10:27, there's an absolute witness on that. Hebrews 2:4 also comes to my aid. But with that, Mac, in the process, how many of the sheriffs stood with you nationwide in the face of the fear of man? Let's put it that way.
Well, I never tried to recruit anybody. I was really shocked, though, that no other sheriff in Arizona wanted to do it. Mm-hmm. Because when the BATF was there, they were cussing like crazy. I mean, they were all against it.
Yep.
And they actually convinced me that we should not be doing this.
Mm-hmm.
And they all acquiesced. And I thought, oh, wow. Well, I told them. I said, you guys, I don't know what I'm going to do. But I know one thing. I'm not going to do it. And so all the way home, I had a 2.5-hour drive, and I was brooding and brooding about how I was going to fight this and not go to jail because of the Clintons. And so when I finally got home and I took a deep breath and my wife told me all that, I was really touched because I knew she had been moved by the Spirit.
Yep.
And
against all odds, but
to answer your question, the media picked up on this case and it went viral. It went worldwide. I got calls from London, from Japan, from mm-hmm. Canada, Australia, and then over 300 different calls from national media and big time media. 300 the first week in the United States. I wasn't ready for any of that. We had to get a new phone number at the sheriff's office just for those calls. And I thought I was going to be the Lone Ranger.
Yep.
Nobody had joined for 5 weeks. Nobody else had joined the suit. No one.
Mm-hmm.
And then I got up early one morning to get to work. And on the early morning news of CBS, it was announced that Sheriff Jay Prince from Montana had filed a similar suit against the federal government that was filed in Arizona.
Amen. Yeah.
And then 5 others joined after that.
Amen.
So 7 sheriffs out of 3,086, 7 sheriffs stood and fought, and we won.
Amen. And you lived. And that, by the way, that's no joke. I mean, look, you all the well know that probably more than anybody concerning that particular situation, but it's crazy. It reminds me of what took place in Illinois, and I got a hard break coming up on me in just a moment here, Mac, but it was interesting. Remember when Pritzker went after the, what was it, the magazines concerning the AR-15s,
oh, yeah.
and he wanted to remove them, and one guy stood up when nobody else would stand up, one county. And then it went from one county to like 90 counties to 101.
Counties.
Yep. And then it went to 101 counties and they all stood up. It just took that one person. It reminds me of Flick on Bug's Life. It really does. Until he stood up against Hopper, everybody was doing nothing but complaining about the problem until he stood up. And then they all stood up together. And there's the secret of all of it. And that's the power of unity under God concerning the Constitution. There's the force and the power of it when we stand together. And sometimes even when you don't stand with other people, the Lord will use that one person to get the job done on the behalf of the posterity up and coming. And that's exactly what he did. And why did he do that? Because it tells us in 1 Corinthians that no flesh should glory in his presence. In other words, you better get off that because everybody needs to know who is responsible for that victory. Just get out of the way and give them all the glory for it. So with that said, I'm going to come right back with Mac and I'm going to give it to you, Mac. We're going to talk about the sheriffs and how they're under attack once again. So we'll be right back. Folks, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com.
So, you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and have been thinking, there are so many others who need to hear this message as well, but you just don't know how to reach them. Well then, this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. It's time to schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. It's easier than you probably think. And the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. So, don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. And together, we can make a difference in our world today.
Hi, my name's Floyd Brown from the Western Center for Journalism and westernjournalism.com. I love Bradley Dean. I'll tell you what, here's a man with passion that is going out and providing important messages to young people, and I really salute him for what he's doing. That's why here at westernjournalism.com, we run Bradley Dean's op-eds every single week. If you want to read Bradley Dean at westernjournalism.com, come on over. And I really enjoy the radio program, too.
Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed, real printed newspaper that takes on the tough issues of our day. And we don't waste time with nonsense. We have some of the best red pill writers in the country, including Bradley Dean. And we tell you the truth you need to know. It's unlike anything you've seen before. Email us to get your free sample copy. Go to WisconsinChristianNews.com. Also, watch our TV program every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Central at WCNTV.net.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you're already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
In a world filled with compromise and those who cower from speaking the truth, listening to Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty is a breath of fresh air in a day and age when you are searching for someone to just tell it like it is. If you are ready to hear the unadulterated truth from the Word of God that will feed your soul, open your eyes, give you understanding, and turn your heart to the Father, if you are ready to take a stand and realize your duty before God and man to preserve the freedom so graciously bestowed upon us by God Almighty and our founding forefathers, if you're ready to set aside the counterfeit and embrace the real, then join us weekdays from 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time and Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. for an encounter that will enlighten your understanding and point you directly to Jesus Christ, the everlasting light.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. We're going to go ahead and pull up our friend Mac, Sheriff Richard Mack from Arizona. And I want to kind of open this up because really what happened here is over the last couple weeks, I had heard that you are out there again spearheading some nonsense that's going on within the halls of corruption again. And I said to myself, we got to get Richard back up and see what's going on. We know that the sheriffs are under attack. You want to go ahead and explain what's happening once again, Mr. Mack?
First, people always ask, where can they access my Supreme Court case? And what we've done is we've put it in a little booklet. So you can go to our website, cspoa.org, and buy these little suckers. They fit right in your pocket. They're very small. You can read this in 10 minutes, but you really got to read it over and over and digest it and dissect it and everything. So it shows me on the front page of my website holding the book like this with my hand. But you can get this copy, or you can get a digital copy just off the internet. So, cspoa.org. Folks, this is one of the most powerful freedom decisions in the history of America. In 250 years, This is the most powerful 10th Amendment decision in the history of America, and probably the most far-reaching decision ever. Okay, so for instance, I just opened the page here, and it goes, look what Scalia writes right here. Open up to this first paragraph on page 8. It says this: the Constitution then contemplates that a state's government will represent and remain accountable to its own citizens. How about that one?
Exactly.
And he quotes the Federalist Papers, and this is so powerful, folks. You got to get it. Now, I'm going to throw this in with another deal I have for you. This is a quick advertisement, I promise. First of all, we have the CSPOA Challenge Coin. We just got these in. This is CSPOA Challenge Coin, okay? Every police department, sheriff's office trades these. You're going to want to get several. And this is a peace dollar. This is a silver dollar of the United States of America. It's a peace dollar, very similar to the Morgan. And I'm going to give each of you, for $100, I'll pay the shipping, I'll give you a peace dollar, a CSPOA challenge coin, and a copy of the Supreme Court case, all for $100. And all of you who are following silver know that it crashed today, but you also know that this is probably worth pretty much the $100. Okay? Yesterday, these were selling for $80. Today, it might be $50. So you want a peace dollar, challenge coin, and a copy of the case. Remember, when you go to our website and pay, you can do it off of PayPal, or you can send it in. There's a P.O. box. You can send cash, gold, silver, whatever you want to send. Don't care. But make sure you give me your mailing address, because I'm going to personally mail these to you. I make the commitment. I do. And I've never done this for any other podcaster, any other announcer, any other host, any other friend. This deal is for Bradley Dean audience only. Okay, you want to tell other people about it? Go, fine.
Okay, so we're talking www.cspoa.org. Is that right?
That is correct.
Okay.
That is correct.
All right, we already got someone posting some of the stuff out there for you right now. As a matter of fact, I'll go ahead and grab one of those, Richard. Okay, so are we good with that? You feel like you
we're
got
good.
Your
phone? Okay. Folks, make sure you give me your address.
Yeah.
Right now, I'm still trying to find a guy that did this, but it wasn't this sweet of a deal. But I said, you always put your address on your order.
Yeah.
Okay, so
that would help.
If you do that with PayPal, it says comments. Comment on it and say, this is my address. It'll even ask you for it.
Yeah, the last thing you want is the guy not getting what he paid for, not realizing
exactly.
He didn't put his address down. Then he gets mad at you for it. It's like, whatever happened to my stuff, guy? Yeah.
So anyway, thank you for that. But
of course.
One other thing about the case. If the other sheriffs hadn't joined up, it probably would have never made it to the Supreme Court, because Prince and I were in the same circuit, in the Ninth Circuit, and we got overturned.
Oh.
And we lost at the Ninth Circuit. Big straight, big surprise. But Coog from Texas and Romero from Louisiana were in New Orleans, the Fifth Circuit, and they won on the exact same case.
Interesting.
So two conflicting circuit court cases on the same case guaranteed us a trip to the Supreme Court.
Amen. Amen.
And that was Prince.
Let's talk about that for a second. What was that experience like to actually walk into the Supreme Court? I'm curious.
It was so spiritual. It was so amazing. The Brady Bill was named for James Brady.
Yep.
The press secretary for Ronald Reagan.
Yep.
When Reagan was shot in March of 1981. He'd just been in office 3 months. And James Brady was there, and I went over and talked to him, and he was so gracious. I'll never forget spending 2 minutes with him. And he said he really admired me for what I had done. He said it took a lot of courage. He said, I appreciate you. I don't consider you an enemy of any kind. He was so kind and gracious. His wife, that's another story. But she wasn't there right then. He was sitting by himself in his wheelchair. And so I'll never forget that interaction, that communion that he and I had together.
Yeah.
And then, miraculously, the Secret Service allowed me to take two of my children in with me.
Oh, cool.
which they never do that.
Yep, yep.
And so we got him in because two other people canceled, and it was great sharing that with two of my children. My wife didn't go. She says, take Lucy and Rich, make this a great event for them. And miraculously, they got to go in, and it was just so wonderful. All three of us talk about that. G. Gordon Liddy interviewed my daughter and me afterwards on his national show, and he became a very good friend and very supportive of this case. It was probably his favorite case in his lifetime, and obviously mine. But the spirituality in that room was definitely there. This was God's house.
Amen.
There were people who were not godly that were in there.
Yep.
But it was God's house.
Amen.
And that's how I felt.
What was the
somebody wants to say, oh, no, it isn't. No, you're not going to change how I felt when I was there.
Exactly.
It was extremely spiritual.
Exactly. Okay. So when you were there, what was the, first of all, the first thing I was thinking about is Brady saying that to you. You'll never see that on camera. Am I right or am I wrong?
No. Oh, no.
Because they want to paint him out as the little straw man so they can push their agenda. Isn't that right?
Right. Well, he was exploited by his wife.
Exploited. That's a better word.
Sarah Brady and the Brady Bunch.
Yeah, exactly. What was the sincerity level with the said individual sitting on the bench?
The nine justices, I thought, were very attentive. And Scalia, in particular, was very funny, very engaged. Thomas never says a word. But his ruling was the best one.
Whoa, really?
Yeah. But Scalia wrote for the majority. But on Cornell University Law School Review, it showed what every justice said. And Thomas, by far, was the strongest.
And I wish he would stand up on the First Amendment that way. No joke.
I wish he would, too.
Yeah. I mean, that guy can just drop the gavel and it'd be all over with all this nonsense going on in the country. Yeah. So let's get over to that again. So what is the news that's making waves right now coming from your desk concerning how sheriffs are under attack?
2 weeks ago, we had Patrick Byrne and General Flynn and Pastor C.L. Bryant. Three or four sheriffs, myself, Sam Bushman, our CEO, some really excellent speakers at a rally in Puyallup, Washington, to help. And you know what the name of it was? Save Our Sheriffs.
Oh.
Save Our Sheriffs Rally.
Huh.
And the good pastor there, Cummins, was just absolutely wonderful. He opened his entire church to us. You guys do whatever you need to. We'll invite the community, over 400 people, standing room only.
Amen.
And it was wonderful.
Yeah.
But the thing of it is, the reason we were there was horrible, because the state is trying to destroy the office of sheriff. And Sheriff Wagner in Adams County is being sued by the AG because he's trying to help with deportation.
Yeah.
And everyone knows. Tom Homan and I have had this talk. Tom Homan knows. He cannot force sheriffs to help, and no one can force them not to help. It's up to the sheriff and his boss, the people of his county.
Huh.
Not the AG, not the legislature, not the governor, not woke agendas, not any of these extremist leftists. It's up to the sheriff and his people. That's it. And that's what we were portraying. That's what we talked about at the rally. Sheriff of Pierce County, Sheriff Schwenk, came to our follow-up training, and they're going after him right and left, and they're trying to remove him, and they've already made the sheriff of King County, Olympia Satellite, Seahawk area, Seattle, all that area, now the entire King County has a bureaucrat for a sheriff.
Mm-hmm.
He's no longer elected.
Yeah.
They stole. Uh-oh. That's what they're doing, folks.
Yeah.
They're stealing the stewardship of we the people, and they're trying to get rid of them so that these sheriffs that were fighting against COVID and all these other things will do what they're told.
Yeah. I think a lot of that, you know what I personally believe in, and I think we experienced that when we did events here in the state of Minnesota after we did the event in South Dakota. You've seen how these sheriffs acted in the state of Minnesota. I think in a lot of ways, and I shouldn't say I think, but I've experienced that they act more like bureaucrats even when they're elected in because they have no backbone. And, Mac, right. That's what I see across the country. As a matter of fact, when we come back, if you're done at that point, I kind of want to hit on some of the stuff that I just highlighted, if you don't mind. Folks, we're going to take a quick break.
That should work.
Okay, we got our friend Sheriff Richard Mack up with us right now, and we're going to come right back after this break. I see a call up there. I'm just waiting for Texas to pick it up. 281-845-4704. Be right back.
Nations around the world, including the U.S., are being purposely destroyed from within by their own governments. Are you tired of the lies of the politicians and communists? Wisconsin Christian News is a national newspaper that tells it like it is. We don't have time for nonsense. We publish the truth, whether it's popular or not. WisconsinChristianNews.com. Subscribe today, print or online. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, broadcasting live Monday through Friday at 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, as well as Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m. Founded back in 2004, BBS Radio TV stands as a trailblazer in remotely engineered broadcasts over the internet. BBS ignited the new media revolution, offering a powerful platform for vital voices such as ours and alternative perspectives that mainstream media often silences. The Sons of Liberty's BBS live broadcasts spans into 46 countries and streams into 200 of the world's largest internet broadcast stations with on-demand syndication across all major social networks and podcast platforms. The visionary twin brothers Douglas and Donald Newsom crafted over 100,000 radio and web TV episodes for more than 1,000 satisfied clients. BBS Radio. Martin Luther King Jr. rightly stated that I must admit, America, that I was initially disappointed in being so categorized as an extremist. But as I continued to think about the matter, I gradually gained a bit of satisfaction from being an extremist. Was not Abraham Lincoln an extremist? This nation cannot survive half slave and half free. Was not Thomas Jefferson an extremist? We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal. So the question is not whether we will be extremists, but what kind of an extremist we will be. We will be extremists for the preservation of injustice, or will we be extremists for the cause of justice? He goes on and says, history will record that the greatest tragedy of this period of social transition was not the strident clamor of the bad people, but the appalling silence of the good people. Patrick Henry said in a speech to the House of Burgess in May of 1765 that it cannot be emphasized too clearly and too often that this nation was founded not by religionists, but by Christians, not on religion, but on the gospel of Jesus Christ. For this very reason, people of other faiths have been afforded asylum, prosperity, and freedom of worship here. Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Don, BBSradio.com, Texas. We got a phone call up. He's been sitting online. Don't know who that is. Please check it out for us. Question or comment, go ahead and drop them on live chat. I'll do my best to get to them. We're talking with Sheriff Richard Mack right now. www.cspoa.org. www.cspoa.org. A.org. Check it out when you get a moment, please. And I'll give you a minute during the end of the show here today. We've had Richard on for three segments now, and I'm glad you're staying with me because there's a couple things that I want to talk to you about. You've been a cop for a sheriff for 20-some years. Is that right? More than that?
I was a cop and detective for almost 12 years. I was sheriff for 8 years.
Okay, that's a long time. So I'm going to talk to you. I'm going to talk to you as, again, a little brother, if you don't mind, okay? As a little child. Jesus said the model of heaven is a child, and I'm going to come at you that way because I just heard
you. For such is the kingdom of heaven.
Amen. And so you were just talking about how these sheriffs are basically bureaucrats now, but yet when I look at the Constitution, I see that they're supposed to, basically, Article 2, Section 2, Clause 1, swear an oath to uphold the Constitution, the enumerated laws found within, against all enemies, both foreign and domestic, so help me God. And I'm trying to, in all sincerity, from a sheriff's perspective, understand how it is that they can't uphold the law against those that have treasonously allured the illegals into their cities, rename them sanctuary cities after the act of treason is committed, Article 3, Section 3, and we're supposed to believe that they have no power to right the wrongs. I'm just, how does that work, especially when I look at Article 2, Section 3? The whole purpose is what? The whole purpose is to enforce the law, to take care that the laws be faithfully executed under Article 6, Section 2. Help me understand the mentality with these people, Mac. Seriously.
That was the issue back way back in 1983 that changed my mind about law enforcement. And I almost quit. It was the oath of office. And I said, why do we take this oath and summarily ignore it?
Yep.
All of us.
Mm-hmm.
In all three branches, not just law enforcement. It's the judges. It's the legislatures.
Yep.
It's the executive branch, which we are. We are the executors
exactly.
of the law.
Exactly. Yeah.
How can we swear in God's name that we're going to uphold, defend, protect, and preserve the United States Constitution and never even read it or study it?
Yeah.
No. So that changed my entire outlook on law enforcement. Do you know the first thing I stopped doing? I stopped writing those ridiculous traffic tickets.
Oh. Okay.
And I'm going to have to tell you, officers, I know you have a son that's law enforcement. I will tell my personal advice to every officer. Until you get off probation, you got to be writing some tickets. We're not going to change everything that quickly to where you're going to be able to protect your job. And we want you good officers to stay. So you don't have to write as many, make sure that you let your conscience be your guide. But until you get off probation, you're going to have to write those. I didn't wake up to this horrible situation and realize what was going on until I'd been a cop for 3 years. Mm. So I was already off probation. And I used to write those suckers like crazy.
Yeah.
And I had to repent of that.
Yeah.
And I don't know how to chase down everybody who I wrote a ticket to and pay them back. But I would have done that.
Yeah.
I announced it publicly. We all owe you this money back. Are all tickets unrighteous? No.
Yeah.
But there must be a legitimate threat and or a legitimate victim before we do that.
Let me throw this at you. Speaking of South Dakota, because you and I did an event out there in Rapid City.
Yep.
And it was interesting because I was actually preaching at a church and there happened to be a senator in the room that I knew not was in the room, at least carnally, right? And I started to address the fact that many of these people that serve We the People don't even know what the Constitution says. They've never taken the time to read the founding documents, yet they swear the oath to uphold what they don't know that they're upholding. And I called out a lady. She had raised her hand. She said, I'm a senator here. I've been here for 6 years. And I wasn't trying to embarrass her. She did that all on her own, with all due respect.
Yeah, she doesn't need your help.
No, she didn't need my help at all. She stepped in it and it was all over. And I said, so have you ever taken the time to read the Constitution? And she said, no, I never have. And so therein lies the problem. And the Lord said in Hosea 4, exactly. 6, Mac, my people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. It really falls to the people, though, more so than their said representatives, because they're not taking
the
responsibility.
American people,
yep.
The people on this show listening to us right now, you have to get involved. Your sheriff works for you and he needs to hear from you. And you've got to have a relationship with him. You're not just part, you're the integral part of us saving our country. And we have a solution for that at CSPOA. And the solution is join our posse, join the CSPOA posse. We train you how to work with your sheriff and we train you to get posses with him, whatever else it is. Look, did I make it sound like that's another full-time job? Well, it's not. It's maybe a couple hours a week. If you want to do more, you can. But Jefferson warned us that the price of liberty is eternal vigilance.
Absolutely.
He was talking to us, you and me.
Yep.
You and me. And we've got to be involved. If you're not involved in the freedom process, if you're not involved in the holy cause of liberty, as Patrick Henry called it, we're not going to win. We can't win this. God's people must be involved in this process. And that's where you come in. Just look at how little involvement you are, how much you don't donate, or how much you don't get involved. And then that's how good and strong the freedom movement is in America.
Yeah.
It's up to you.
Yeah. 86% of Americans profess to be Christians, only 4% tithe. And on top of that, me doing high school assemblies across the country, just in part, colleges, tea parties, the list goes on, less than 0.5% of 1% of all that money that is supposed to go to the church goes to the young people. So their kids are completely being forgotten about. But if you look at any Sunday, any given Sunday across the United States of America, you're going to see stadiums with 100,000 people sold out, acting like a bunch of lunatics, getting drunk over a bunch of grown men fighting over a pig ball with tights on. They don't care about their country. I mean, Richard, let's call it for what it is, because you see this as well, which I want to revert back over to this because I've got 3 minutes left with you. One of the things that you had brought up in passing just a couple minutes ago was a sheriff that was standing up or getting sued by the attorney general, the top law dog in the state. Right. Well, we've seen the same thing happen here by Keith Ellison. I mean, he's an installed pawn that nobody has any respect for. He's been denounced by the police. Nobody respects him. But when he says, right, you better obey my unjust decree, you better all fall in line, because if you don't, this is what's going to happen. One sheriff stood up. Now, let me go back to the time when you were in Minnesota. When you were doing your tour in the Midwest, how many sheriffs got behind you, as well as in South Dakota? I want the people to hear how involved their sheriffs were not when you came to town to show them how to do the job.
Well, while I was there, I learned that there was at least two sheriffs that were helping illegals get driver's licenses.
Mm-hmm.
Notices came from some leftist woke with some threats. A sheriff who was a very good friend of mine in Minnesota, who was going to be part of this and help advertise it and get more sheriffs there, decided that he and the other sheriffs should not attend. Mm-hmm. And I said, and so I asked him why, and he said, because of all these comments on the internet about you.
Yep.
And I said, you know they're lies. And he goes, of course I do. I know you.
Yep.
And I said, then why aren't you standing with me? He goes, because we don't want to be attacked like you have been.
Yep.
That was it. That was it. That was the whole conversation.
Yep.
So
therein lies the problem. Therein lies the problem with this country.
Sheriff Prince put it this way. I said, why aren't more sheriffs involved with us? And he goes, we just have too many damn wimpy sheriffs.
Yep. Yep. Hey, there's no better way to say this.
But I know there's good ones out there.
Yeah, there
is. Most of these sheriffs are good people.
Yeah.
And they've got to hear from you.
Yeah.
The solution isn't me. The solution is all of us working together.
Go ahead and drop your URL again if you want to give your offer. You got about 30 seconds. It's all yours, my friend.
Okay. You get our challenge coin from CSPOA. You get a peace dollar. This one right here is $18.96. You get a peace dollar. A silver dollar from the United States of America. I'm not lying, okay? And then you get a copy of the Supreme Court case, which all of you should already have, and this will be an amazing freedom tool for you. You'll end up getting a bunch of them. $100, just go on the website, go to our website, make a donation for $100, no more, okay? You want to do more? Great. But I will send this all to you personally in a priority United States Postal Service priority envelope.
Thank you.
It's all yours.
Okay, I totally appreciate you, Guy. Hopefully we'll see you again soon. Are you out there? Are you doing some events across the country right now?
I've got several people asking me to do one right now, but we don't have one scheduled.
Okay. Well, we'll keep an eye on you. I appreciate you, man. I appreciate you, and we'll have you up soon.
Same
again.
To you. Thanks so much.
Yep, thank
appreciate
you very much.
You.
Yep, you too. Folks,
see ya.
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Folks, again, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. If you want to go ahead and check us out on social media platforms, please do. I'm going to take this phone call, and to all of our affiliates, we thank you. We'll talk to you in 23, 1 John 3:18. Love you by what we do. I'm going to go ahead and take some phone calls and do my best in answering. We have Frank holding on. Thanks for holding on, my friend. I don't know what was going on there, but maybe you just called in recently. But someone is sitting up there for about 15 15 minutes, and I didn't answer it because I didn't have time or the ability to answer it. So do forgive me, but thank you again for holding on. What say you, my friend?
Okay, yeah, this is actually Bob in Texas.
Oh, hey, Bob.
On a Frank phone, evidently.
Okay.
What I wanted to run by Richard Mack is all the neighborhood watches that have been in place for decades. And our county of 250,000 has 55 neighborhood watch groups. They were started by the National Sheriff's Association, and that would be a great way to aggregate people that are already aggregated to support the Constitution and you and St. Richard Mack. I'm not going to call him Mack. I'm going to call him St. Richard Mack. Like Thomas Jefferson's best friend was St. George Tucker, who wrote our laws. So that's what we got to do. Start enforcing the laws that have been written. And I can't think of a better person to help that could help us enforce the laws as written than St. Richard Mack.
Well, I can tell you right now, Bob, he's doing it all over the country. And as I was just, obviously during the interview here, we did an event out in Rapid City, South Dakota. And it was interesting because the event was packed with people, but the sheriffs didn't call. The sheriffs didn't come. And as you just heard him say, they didn't want to be demonized by the press or the media. In other words, what they're telling you is they didn't want to stand up and be counted. They didn't want to, out of gratitude, fight the good fight of faith, that those that fought to give them what it is that they want, they obtain now. Now it's their opportunity, and once it's their opportunity, what are they doing? They're turning their back. Matter of fact, if I had some more time, we would have kept him on even for another segment and just asking him some of the things that I've observed here. Because, Bob, along with that, I've talked to law enforcement. I'm involved, very much so. And with that, they'll tell me their arms are tied behind their backs. And so that was the very reason, Bob, that I brought up the oath that they swear. And I think people, what they're doing is they're so busy being directed to correct their said representatives. But people have to realize that it first starts with us, because when I read the preamble, it says, we, the people, we are the government in this country. And it says, we, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, Ephesians 4, 1 Corinthians 1:10, establish justice. And see, the problem is they don't want to. Again, I'm just being candid. The American people do not want to take responsibility in correcting themselves before a just and a holy God. And if they can't do that, how are they going to go adjust other issues? It was like what Jesus said in Matthew 7. He said, you know what? Take the mote out of your eye before you take it out of your brother's eye. Well, he was talking to the hypocrites in that particular part of the scripture, because you'll see right after that, he says, cast not that which is holy before the dogs. So he's saying, practice what you preach. Well, you can't practice what you preach until it's first taken out of your eye. So if you want to go correct those in said representative positions, you got to first correct yourself, because the Lord's not going to give you power to do so, because he only gives the Holy Ghost to those that obey, Acts 5:32. And he is the power source for a way of saying that he is the superhero in getting the job done through us. So there's so many different perspectives, but what I hear, and I just want to, again, make everybody aware of this. I talked to representatives. I talked to a rep yesterday. I talked to senators. I talked to radio affiliates across the country about how to get the job done here. And I got to tell you what Sheriff said. There's far and few between that are willing to stand up and get dirty to get the job done. Though everybody wants to enjoy the freedom that those sort of men fight for. So, again, I think it just takes responsibility on our part in righting the wrongs and bringing justice, because until we do it, just like St. Mack said, nothing's going to change here, and we're the ones that are going to have to do that, Bob. We are.
That's it. It's we the people.
It is.
And as far as we the people go, the elected official closest to we the people are the sheriffs. And if the sheriffs fear man more than they fear God, then we've voted for the wrong guy. So right now is our critical time. We've got the primaries coming up March 3rd, and now is the time to be grilling all those candidates about first laws. Like, what's the first sentence of the Bible? Creation. What's the first sentence of the first law of the Declaration? Creation and the Bible. First sentence of the Constitution, we the people. First article is, you know, all legislative power is in the Congress, and the first guarantee is Article 4, Section 4, a protection against invasion of our rights. So we need to grill everybody we vote for and everybody that is voting that they know those things, which are just super foundational to the to America. And it is we the people. It ain't they, the elected servants.
Yeah, exactly, exactly.
And as soon as they break their oath, they should be gone.
That's right.
So anyway.
Yeah, I totally appreciate you, Bob, very much. Thank you for the call. I'd also add one of the points that was brought up, too, is the judges. Judges sit during good behavior, people. And if they don't do their job in discovering and applying the law and condemning the wicked and justifying the righteous, Deuteronomy 25, verse 1 again, with the point of reference, Exodus 20, Deuteronomy 5, Romans 13, then, folks, you're to remove them as well. And for the people to sit back and say there's no provision to deal with these people, it honestly sickens me. I mean, I see some people right now saying, and with all due respect to just what's being said on social media platform, I just look down and I see one of our friends say that's all we get from those criminals is talk, talk, talk. Well, you're doing, in essence, the same things that the politicians are doing if you're not doing something about the problem. Okay, and then somebody comes behind it and tries to justify what's not being done. Guys, I'm saying this with all due respect. We got to get away from that sort of talk. Like I said at the beginning of the show, I don't, honestly, on my front, and I'm not trying to justify anything I'm doing here. I don't feel like I've done enough. But all these papers that I have in front of you right now, I put in quarter-page ads talking about the illegality of censorship. Twice a year, we're putting ads in all of these papers, letting the community know we're not going to put up with this. So what we're doing is we're just taking it over the heads of the said representatives. And we're telling the people that, listen, if these things are going on, you're going to have to take responsibility because now you have information that you didn't have the day before you picked this paper up and read it. Or the day before that you picked up your telephone and listened to us or went online and watched us. Well, that's not all we do, friends. We also do billboards. We also track everywhere we're going. We also do events all over the country. Hey, I can tell you what I'm not doing. I'm not merely complaining about what's going on. I'm not complaining about it. If I'm complaining about anything, I'm complaining and murmuring about the people that should know better as to why it's happening in the first place. And I'm not going to sit on the show today. We're off the radio now, but I'm not going to sit up here and pretend with people and waste myself in a cumbersome way in trying to tell the same people the same things that I've been saying to them for years, and yet they're still saying the same thing. I just want to say this. That's a part of the problem. You're a part of the problem. You have to get away from that conversation. You have to have your conversation become with the gospel, and you have to get busy. And don't tell me how it cannot be done. If it couldn't be done, my friends, you wouldn't be here right now, because it was done. And it's interesting how the Lord did it. He used a small portion of people over 250 years ago standing against the strongest military might in the world, and all odds were against them. And they believed God, and they stepped out in faith, and the Lord gave them the victory. So everything stands in contrast to your hypocrisies if you're going to do nothing but complain. So with that, I sincerely love you by what we do. I'm always doing my best to get people up on the show that have defeated all odds. Richard Mack was one of those guys, is one of those guys. We've had other people out there that are doing jobs that nobody else wants to do. We've had people on that are exposing voter fraud across the country. We just had him on a couple weeks ago. We're motivating our said representatives and letting the people know and our representatives
we're not going to sit back and just watch you basically whittle away what you promised you would do here. We're not going to play the hypocrite with you. We're going to hold you accountable. Hence, there's the importance of being on radio across the country. I do want to say this as well before we end, folks. I've got more stuff I wanted to highlight. And as a matter of fact, what I'll do is I'll highlight this case really quick so you can do a little due diligence. If you guys did take the time to go over to Richard Mack's website, folks, what he did just offer you, and I don't do this, as you well know, I don't do this. We don't have sponsors, but he kind of did that unannounced. But what he did just offer all of our viewers and our listeners, that is a deal, and it's absolutely true, that if you give him $100, you're going to get $100 back just for that coin. Because quite frankly, I thought it was more than that concerning silver right now. And he said it just crashed, but he still give you $100 for it. So you're going to get your money back. But I think he's trying to get you guys the information, what's important. And that information just happens to be up on the site here. Just the U.S. law, Mack versus United States, against all odds, he won. Against all odds, he won. Now, I want to show you how you're under attack right now. You do see this. I'm going back just a little bit, but to highlight it, Bondi and the DOJ, again, getting up there, doing the opposite of what they ran on during their campaigns. They're doing the opposite, just like Trump. Bondi and the DOJ are building a roadmap to confiscation, and GOA is fighting back, okay? And then there's one of them, and here's another one. GOF declared DOJ brief an open attack on the Second Amendment and the Constitution, which only goes back and it reverts back to the point that I continuously try to make, friends. They're selling you out under the good guys. That's what that history, folks, has shown us, that the bad guys have always sold themselves to the majority as the good guys until they get in power. And once they get into power, they turn on the people that put them there. It's a prime example of what you're seeing right here. They're trying to get your Second Amendment, folks. They're trying to get your guns because they know that your guns is what stands between you and their freedom. Your freedom, I'm sorry. Okay. Tomorrow, what I'll do is I'm just going to hold up on some of this other information. But again, folks, I'm telling you what, it's just that you're being sold out. There's no other way to say it. If I told the country that right now, they could laugh. But if they open their eyes, they're going to cry. And if, God forbid, and I'm being facetious right now, they repent, that would be the objective here, friends. You're not being attacked from without, people. You're being attacked from within. And what is it going to take for the American people to figure that much out? So anyways, we'll cover more tomorrow. I'll keep some of these tabs up for you. Again, want to thank Richard Mack. Totally appreciate him. Also wanted to let you know, if you want to check us out on social media platforms, go over to Sons of Liberty Media. Everything you need to know, along with sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you order anything today, friends, your orders will go out first thing in the morning. Love you by what we do. First John.